Halloween is right around the corner, and if you haven't picked a costume yet, we know how it goes. We've got you covered with a few easy-to-put-together winners that your tax friends will love. First, grab a pair of brown-rimmed glasses and a smart jacket and tie, and you could be Pascal Saint-Amans, the distinguished director of tax policy at the OECD, who incidentally was instrumental in the global tax proposals gaining ground. Trick-or-treat in a constant and extremely bright spotlight, and you could be Facebook. If you really want to bring it home, get a bunch of friends to dress as lawyers, or better yet, whistleblowers, and trail you around just a step or two behind. Or grab a microphone and initiate a riveting conversation about transfer pricing. Remember, it must be riveting to sell it, and you can be me, Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. And as it so happens, I do have a riveting roundup for you this week that is most definitely a treat. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross-Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross-Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Fake news, political organizing, and now transfer pricing. Facebook is never without its fair share of drama. In terms of transfer pricing, the latest is its continuing court battle, which began last year, paused due to COVID, and resumed this month. The issue is the value of intangible assets, licensed to an Irish subsidiary in 2010. A quick recap, Facebook valued marketing and other intangibles at $6.5 billion, but the IRS claimed the value was actually $21 billion, a discrepancy that greatly reduced taxes owed to the U.S. Back in 2010, however, the company's advertising business had not taken off, and Facebook said the risk the Ireland entity assumed justified the $6.5 billion valuation. Depending on what the courts decide, the dispute can cost the company between $5 and $9 billion in a combination of back taxes, penalties, and interest. While the courts will have to deliberate on how much value should be attributed to the Ireland entity versus the United States headquarters, we have a juicier question in mind. What will land Facebook in the news next? Ireland's Finance Bill 2021, which was released on October 21, 2021, includes changes to transfer pricing regulations, anti-tax avoidance measures, and treaty ratifications. What it does not include, however, is changes to the corporate tax rate related to the OECD's minimum tax proposal. Is it a big omission? Not really, but given how Ireland held out on the global tax deal for so long, you can't help but notice, especially since the government did announce plans for a two-tier corporate tax, 15% for companies in the scope of the OECD agreement and its standard 12.5% for companies that aren't. Still, the plan is slated to go into effect in 2023, so Ireland can always drop it into next year's bill. As for transfer pricing, the bill adopts new permanent establishment rules implementing the authorized OECD approach, or AOA. Now, if a non-resident company has an entity that operates in Ireland, then it's required to attribute profits based on the arm's length principle. Anti-avoidance measures have also been updated to ensure that companies pay their fair share of tax. Ireland also included an exclusion from transfer pricing rules in certain circumstances on the calculation of non-trading income, and it revises the definition of relevant person in regard to transfer pricing arrangements to include suppliers or acquirers whose profits or losses would affect the company's tax bill. Mutual agreement procedures are instruments used to resolve international tax disputes, and while the tool exists in many countries, it's not always a well-oiled machine in each one. In fact, the OECD released a MAP peer review on October 18th and found that procedure could stand improvement in Brazil, China, and Russia, countries that don't have the resources to keep up with MAP caseloads. Brazil, whose MAP cases have doubled in recent years, seems to take its sweet time resolving MAP disputes, 44 months on average. That's nearly two times longer than the 24-month window the OECD would prefer. The report suggests that Brazil should provide additional competent authority resources to manage the high volume of cases. China has to step it up too. The country's averaging 34 months to resolve MAP issues. And while Russia resolves MAP issues fairly quickly, cases are resolved under an average and very impressive 15 months. The group found its competent authority team isn't the best at getting back to taxpayers, often leaving them hanging without responses to position papers and letters. Feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, then you're going to love the other shows in Cross Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's the Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, the Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, the Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Marilyn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer and wrote today's show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week.